Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. I was listening. I was driving around running errands in the afternoon, and Jeff Katz had one of his favorite guests, a former Virginia governor, Doug Wilder, on. And it really struck me as Jeff was talking to Governor Wilder that the former governor, first African-American governor in the United States, I mean, he's earned his place in the history books. And I will say, he's a native Virginian, a native Richmonder, and nobody gave him anything. I mean, he was in the House of Delegates, the state Senate, he was lieutenant governor. I mean, he toiled step by step by step to become the governor of Virginia. And I think that's kind of a contrast with some of the other people who just kind of show up and expect, hey, choose me to be governor. It's an interesting, maybe an interesting difference between the old Virginia and the new Virginia. And we could argue about what's good and what's bad. But I thought, you know, I'd like to talk to Governor Wilder, too, especially when he said something that was pretty striking. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, Governor Wilder, but did I hear you correctly when you said to Jeff Katz that you don't think that Virginia's Democrat leaders have earned black votes in the state? That's pretty provocative.
Well, John, it's always good to be with
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. Oh, thank you.
What I said was this, is I wanted someone to tell me what it is that has been done to show that that support has been earned. Of the $4.3 billion that has been set forth for addressing some of the concerns, not a penny of that has been going to black colleges and universities. And I haven't heard it. Maybe you can tell me. Someone told me. You know, it's interesting you asked that question. I talked to someone yesterday who was very knowledgeable about Virginia government and politics particularly. And I asked that very same question to me. I said, if someone were to knock on my door and to tell me why I should vote Democratic, what would be the reasoning? Mm-hmm. And he said to me, we have addressed some of the reforms relative to corrections, and we have legalized or decriminalized marijuana. I said, is that it?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
As a voter, that is supposed to tell me that that's why a black voter is supposed to be excited or to be grateful to vote. And they couldn't go any further. So I would ask the question of your audience for them to let you know.
Yeah.
And then you can let me know just what it is. Now, what does this mean? That no Democrat is going to be elected to any statewide office in Virginia without strong, massive support from the black community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do know that Joe Biden has said that if you got to think about how to vote, you ain't black. And to that extent, maybe it's a mistake that I make to think. Because I'm not supposed to think.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's being harsh when I ask you that question in terms of what is it that is recommended for reasons that black people, particularly since that's what we're speaking of, have to say we are so glad or we are so happy that we need to vote for the Democratic candidate. And I haven't heard the answer.
There are a couple of things that strike me about what you're saying. Am I wrong? I mean, look, I'm a 50-year-old white guy. I grew up in the suburbs. So maybe I just don't have my finger on the pulse of what black citizens care about. But to me, it's almost insulting to say that legalizing marijuana is one of the main reasons that a black citizen should vote for Democrats. I mean, I get it. Some people, white and black, have used marijuana recreationally, and some people, probably predominantly black citizens, have been hammered when they've been caught with this illegal substance, previously illegal substance. But
it is insulting. It is insulting, and it's further insulting for people to forget some of those who found it to be criminal when they were in office, and the vice president herself, when she was in California, made it a point to show that three times and you're out, three strikes you out. And Joe Biden was chairman of the Judiciary Committee when the law was passed, and three strikes and you're out. And so,
oh yeah, the hypocrisy there. That, good point.
It's hypocrisy. So if you get away from that, when you look at this election, when you look at what we are doing at the Wilder School of Government and Public Affairs at Virginia Commonwealth University, our poll was the first poll to come out to show how close this race was and is, and it's now being cited all over the country in terms of its relevance. We did this back in August, and then people were saying, oh, no, it's not that close.
Mm.
Why would I, and as you pointed out, I served in any numbers of capacities, but when I ran for lieutenant governor, when I ran for governor, I not only did not have anybody from out of state to come in and campaign for me, I forbade it. I told them, no, this is not about you telling people who to vote for. Mm-hmm. It's about me going to the people, telling them why they should vote for me. And if you look today, when you see the numbers of people that are coming in and voting, and those who are calling what's going on, a dog whistle to the people from McAuliffe to say, I'm not going to have parents tell schools what to teach. My goodness, that's what I thought. That's in Loudoun County, Virginia. And then right behind that, you have the FBI being called upon to look at those domestic terrorists. Now all that's being withdrawn. Bottom line is this. Virginia is an independent thinking state. It has always been an independent thinking state. They are not going to allow anyone to tell them how to vote or who to vote for. And to that extent, this is a cliffhanger. This is a close race. And it will be decided by the people. 10% of likely voters remain unhappy with either of the candidates.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's what either one. And when you add that to the 11% or the 13% who are maybe undecided, you've got about 20% of the people in Virginia still not knowing
right
who they're going to vote for. When you look at Loudoun County, Northern Virginia, these people are upset. And that's an area that McAuliffe has got to carry.
Yeah. That's a legit story, though. Don't you think this Loudoun County, you know, sometimes people blow things out of proportion to get political attention, but this, the rape of these two girls, and then, you've seen political cover-ups. I think this is a real political cover-up by those people to say,
for the superintendent of the schools to not know anything about it,
mm-hmm.
and said it didn't even happen,
mm-hmm.
and for the father of the girl or the young lady who was assaulted to be treated like a criminal himself when he says, I can't put up with this, I'm not going to take this, and then for it to be called, and then when the question was asked as to what about it, and the caller says, I'm not going to allow
right
parents. But he also said they need to bring in, he has to bring in people to campaign for him. He was just governor 4 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't the people of Virginia know who he is? Or do we need people from California, from New Jersey, and for the president of the United States to come in and say that this was almost like someone's for the people to create a situation that doesn't exist. Sure, it's a legitimate story. Yeah. I have children. I have grandchildren, and I know exactly where I'd be if any such thing like that. I'd be in jail.
Right. I think a lot of people are nodding their head at that.
If anything happened like that to one of my daughters, I would be in jail, and you wouldn't have to have worried about what happened to the guy who did it.
Right, okay.
He wouldn't be in jail. He'd be gone.
Well, here's one of the things that we've talked about this the last time you called in. Has Terry McAuliffe picked up the phone and called you and said, "Hey, Governor Wilder, maybe we've gotten off to a bad start. I need your support. You know, Barack Obama's coming in, and I would really appreciate it if you would stand with me. You know, you're a legend in Virginia." I mean, that's what I would have done if I had heard you on WRVA a couple of weeks ago and then you on with Jeff the other night. I would have picked up the phone and said, "Hey, I'm going to come to your house, and I'd like to talk to you and get your support." Has he done that?
Shortly after Terry McAuliffe announced that he was running for governor, he called. I think someone told him he should call. He did call and said to me that he was going to catch up with me. That was way back then. I had not heard a word from him, his office, or anyone else. And quite frankly, that's clear, John. He doesn't need me. He doesn't need my support. He doesn't need the support of the people who I may be talking to. So I'm not asking him to call me. Looking for that call. I don't want that call. It's like that this day. But it says to you and says to any numbers of people that that is nothing that would be of any importance to him.
Mm-hmm. Have you, I've always thought it's inappropriate to ask people who they voted for, but have you made an endorsement? Or I assume, have you voted early?
I haven't made any endorsement, but I have voted. Mm-hmm. I voted early, and I say this. As you know, our poll at the Wilder School is impartial, and I'm involved with the operation of the poll. I remain impartial to the extent of the school doing what it should do. I have my own opinions. I've not expressed them. I speak to the issues. The people speak to the issues. People call me on a regular basis wanting to know how I feel, what I feel, and what I think about. I speak to your radio show. I speak to other television shows. I speak on a national basis, and I express myself as it relates to the issues. People want to hear from those who represent them as to what they're going to do for them. And I find it interesting that you have people that Virginians don't have any idea who they are.
Yeah.
Coming to say you need to vote for this person or that person. Okay, why?
Right.
Tell me what their positions are that you know about, other than to say that he's Donald Trump. Donald Trump's not on the ballot.
Right, right.
Donald Trump is gone. Donald Trump may never be on another ballot. We don't know. But the issues are bigger than that. The triple pandemic, as we call it at the Wilder School, health, education. Look at what we are finding right here in the metropolitan area. Crime, shootings, killings. What's going on? Who's addressing them? Who is saying these are the kinds of things? Three police chiefs in the city of Richmond in 1 week?
Crazy.
Does that make any sense?
Well, listen, can you hang on for a minute and let me take a break, and then I'd like to ask you, I'm going to ask you a loaded question. You can tell me to buzz off if you want. Would you be open to voting for a Republican statewide? And then the second question is, what do you think about the casino proposal? Because, you know, Paul Goldman, who you have been very close with over the years, is absolutely against it. But Alfred Liggins, and I don't know if you know, I'm sure you know Alfred Liggins, who runs...
No, Alfred, I know his mother. I know both of them very well.
Well, let me take a break, and if you can tell me what you're thinking about that, if you're willing to. We'll come right back in just a moment with former Virginia Governor Doug Wilder on News Radio WRVA. We are back with former Virginia Governor Doug Wilder here on News Radio WRVA. And it's funny, Governor Wilder, who's listening at any given time during the show, especially when you're on. Former Governor Jim Gilmore just texted me and said, Please remind Governor Wilder that I increased funding for Virginia State and Norfolk State 25% when I was governor. So Republicans can deliver for black universities, HBCUs. And that leads me to my question, Governor Wilder. Would you, I mean, you're a partisan, you're a Democrat, your whole career was as a Democrat. Would you even consider voting for a Republican statewide?
I was asked by President Obama to support Tree Deeds when he was running for governor, and I did not. I think that should answer your question pretty clearly in terms of whether I'm follow and hinder, or rather am felt or feel hidebound to the party line.
Right.
I wanted, and I still do, vote issues. I speak to those who speak to issues, and I have worked across the aisles on any numbers of occasions. As it relates to the casino, the people of Virginia will vote. They will speak to it. They will let people know how they feel about it. The people of the city of Richmond will do it. And so when you talk about what you're going to do with funding, I'm taking no position as to whether, I'm not taking a particular public position as to what should happen with the casino. But when you consider that the city has $150 million of federal funds, and what the mayor is saying, of those federal funds, he's going to take $80 million that and spend it for community center. Not on schools, not on police officers, not on teachers' pay. So if you're going to get monies from the casinos, the question is, who is going to be in charge of seeing how those funds are going to be spent? And those are issues that I think people are concerned with and should be concerned about. This is going to be a very close election. The people of Virginia, the people of the city of Richmond, your listeners, they are not fools. And the people who represent them should represent the people, not the special interest groups.
Yeah. It struck me, too, that the mayor would get this windfall of federal money, and after all this, you know, forgive me for putting whining and crying about, oh, can you donate, you know, help to put toilet paper in the stalls of the boys' bathroom,
right.
And then the money's going for parks and trails and things and a community center? That seems very odd.
It doesn't seem odd to me. Because the real oddity is the persons who are in charge of determining where those funds are spent. This is not what the people want. This is not what the public want. This is what some one or two individuals want. And that's the problem with this next election. What are the people going to derive from making the choice as to who is going to be in charge of Virginia's government for the next 4 years?
Right.
It's big. It's important. And I trust the people of Virginia.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on as frequently as you do on this program and with Jeff in the afternoon. And, if, you know, we have a special program next Tuesday on Election Day into the evening. So maybe we can impose. I don't want to commit you at this moment. But if you consider coming on and talking with us as we get the results in, you probably know county by county what this looks like and can give us some insight as to how things are trending as we watch that.
Well,
as
you know, things, I've always enjoyed being with you, John. There are things and places that I'm going to be covering the election on election election evening, rather. And if something might work out, we'll see.
We'll work on it.
As I say,
okay.
Stay tuned.
Okay,
stay tuned.
I really appreciate
God
it.
Bless.
Former Virginia Governor Doug Wilder, always appreciative of his time when he's able to come on our programs here on WRVA.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.